the birthing of a new organization for aviation and flight instructors as TBO NAFI officially breaks away. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Last week, when we talked with Doug Stewart, he was the 2004 National CFI of the Year and the spokesperson for the interim working group at TBO NAFI. Most of that is still intact this week, except Doug is now the spokesperson for the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators Interim Working Group. And Doug, that's a pretty big distinction, but kind of one we saw coming, huh?
Well, I think the writing was pretty much on the wall. We've endeavored from the very get-go to interact with NAFI. Communication entails both sides talking. And to communicate, it involves listening as well as speaking. And we've been more than eager to listen to what NAFI has to say, but they don't want to talk to us. So we went ahead, and last Friday came around, that was the deadline that we had mentioned in our petition. We have not heard from them, so we have gone ahead and have now started work to incorporate SAFE, as you said, the Society. I even have to work out this.
Society of Aviation and
Flight Educators.
Right, right. What's the difference between an aviation educator and a flight educator?
That's a great question. it's a really good question, because the National Association of Flight Instructors addresses those people like myself who sit in the right seat and teach other people how to fly an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many other folks who are involved in the world of aviation education. As an example, ground instructors, and we do have master ground instructors, sim instructors, those folks involved in academia who teach aviation or aerospace education within the colleges, et cetera, et cetera. So there are many other realms of aviation education that are not necessarily flight instructors, and we want to open it up to all of them.
Is there any danger in opening it up to a group that non-exclusive? Do you risk watering down the focus of the group's objectives?
I don't really think so, because we're all teaching people who want to be involved with flying. So when it all boils down to it, I don't think it waters it down one bit.
All right, let's talk specifically about some of the things that will be different within SAFE from what they are in NAFI. Obviously, one of the big issues was governance that turned out to be kind of at the core of some of the smaller issues. And more specifically even than that is that NAFI has a board of directors that are not elected in any form by the members of the organization directly. How will SAFE be set up to change that? What is in these bylaws that have been approved?
Okay, this was really our major bone of contention. As you said, the board of directors at NAFI was kind of self-appointed and self-perpetuating and, in essence, becomes a very stale board. Every board has to have turnover. And so our bylaws have been written, and by the way, those bylaws were approved at the same time that the choice of the name was approved by our membership. We are not in any way driven by one director or a board. It is totally member-centric. So the members voted the name, the members approved the bylaws, and the bylaws state that we will have from 7 to 9, and we have actually chosen to start with 9 directors. Each director will have a 3-year term. They can only run for 2 terms, so the longest they can be a director will be 6 years, and these terms will be staggered. So what we've set up now, and we're in that process, we hope before the end of the week, be soliciting nominations for board members to a nominating committee. It will be whittled down to 18 names, and we will, from those 18 names, select 3 people for a 1-year term, 3 people for a 2-year term, and 3 people for a 3-year term. And that way we'll be set up then with an ever-revolving and ever-changing board of directors, totally elected by the membership.
Okay, I see a few issues cropping up immediately here at this point in the organization's arc, and that is, who is a member and who votes, and are you collecting dues yet? How is that all set up?
Well, obviously, we have many, many areas to get in place, and we have numerous committees working on them. The first thing we have to do is incorporate, and the governance committee is working on that. There are several states that are in the running where we might choose to incorporate. We do have to retain an attorney in the state that we choose and then incorporate. The finance committee has to be involved as well in figuring out what our membership dues are going to be, what the requirements for membership are. The membership committee has to come up with application forms. So it's a long process, but at this point right now, we have a mailing list of approximately very close to 500 people, and we will be soliciting names for the board of directors from those 500 people. As of yet, there are, it's a great point. There are no technical members yet, but our membership is pretty much all those who have been voicing support for us all along.
Okay. Do you envision the group being open to membership by, from people who are not involved directly in instruction in any way? You mentioned flight instructors and ground instructors and the folks at the university programs. What about instructees or other interested parties?
At this point, no.
Okay.
At this point, no.
All right. I want to take a break, and then I want to get off some of this minutia and technical stuff and get on to the overall goals of the organization going forward and what you hope to accomplish later this month in Atlanta. My guest is Doug Stewart, who is the spokesperson for the Interim Working Group of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, a new group to represent the flight instruction community. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800 for Cessna.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here talking with Doug Stewart of SAFE, a new organization called the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. And this group is going to be formally brought together as, Doug, I guess a 501c3?
That's what we are planning on, yes, sir.
Okay, and you're not sure where it'll be technically based yet, but Is there a geographical center that you could name for where the interest has come from? I know you had a mailing list of a few hundred people, or are they just pretty much everywhere?
Well, our mailing list is all across the country. I will say that a vast majority of those members are already master instructors, and we do have to remember that the master instructor program is a major part of this whole thing and has been part of the problem. As you recall, the Hills were voted off of the board, but the Hills were the one who really created and gained the credibility for the master instructor program.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways, that's going to be the core of it. Now, we're not finished with EAA yet, and we're still looking ahead to the very strong possibility that at some point in the future, it might be SAFE that is really administering the master instructor program, and we know that the EA is certainly still interested in having a hand in that.
Well, now that creates an interesting family tree for the master instructor program, Doug, because EAA technically is not in control of it right now.
Exactly. They're not in control at all. Right now, NAFI has taken it over. Jason Blair, their executive director, mentioned last week that they had received FAA approval to continue with the program, but I think I need to clarify that a little bit. One of the benefits of becoming a master instructor is that the FAA recognizes that as grounds to renew your flight instructor certificate. They issue a letter of authorization to NAFI to do that. Now, in the past, the Hills had built such credibility for this program that when that letter was due for a renewal, they would renew it for 3 years, which is actually a year longer than they typically do in most of the typical LOAs for that type of renewal.
Mm-hmm.
This time around, they only extended it for 6 months to NAFI. So time will tell whether NAFI really ends up with this program or not.
Okay, is some of this still tied up in the you know, intellectual property issues? I don't want to get into detail and bog down in that, but is that part of that discussion?
That certainly has a major part in this. I would just say that if folks want to learn more about that, they could go. Rich Stoll did write an editorial, which you folks posted a week ago today on the AeroNews website, discussing the intellectual property, and it could make the whole discussion a very moot point.
Okay, all right. Well, let's move on to the bigger goals moving forward for SAFE, because I know there's some specific things that the folks who are on your mailing list want to get accomplished. And what are they other than creating the organization itself?
We're looking forward to developing many, many new programs. If we speak just within the Master Instructor program, I was just speaking today with the chairman. We have a Master Instructor Equivalency Committee, and we're looking at several ways to really improve that program to bring greater credibility to the program, particularly within the realm of participation and achieving credit for ongoing training for master instructors. So that's one of the big things. We're looking at forming chapters across the country for instructors where we can run not necessarily FERCs, but run at least an annual, if not quarterly, meetings of the chapter where we can have instructional forums discussing things of instructional technique, things of that nature. We are looking to expand the mentoring program that goes on. This is actually one of my big things. There are many, many areas where a group of us have kind of pushed NAFI with some really what we felt were progressive, advanced ideas to move the organization into one more serving of the average flight instructor. In some countries, example Australia, when you become a flight instructor, you have to go through an apprenticeship. Well, we're not looking to create that here, but to at least create a way to really make a mentoring program available for every flight instructor. It's a daunting thing. When you first get that flight instructor certificate, mm-hmm. and you have to go out to the airplane with your first client, it's a nervous time. And we want to be able to provide the support for those new starting instructors with a great mentoring program. These are just that I could go on and on and on with different types of programs that we're envisioning.
Well, you know, a mentoring program as a regulatory requirement is something maybe we'll leave to Australia, but it certainly would be a wonderful thing to have available as an option for a new flight instructor.
And that's exactly what we're talking. We're not talking about regulatory, but mm-hmm. but to make that available to the new instructor. I know when I was a new instructor, I had a mentor, but I was lucky. You know, my boss had owned the airport longer than I was alive.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm serious. But we have a great cadre of master instructors who are eager and willing to provide that mentorship.
All right. Is there anything coming together in regards to a SAFE website or an address, or how should people get a hold of the organization if they, A, want to get on your mailing list, because at this point it's moved beyond TBO NAFI, and to, you know, be made aware when the particulars of joining are available?
Right.
Or is it still through the TBO site?
For now, we're going to go to the TBO site. I was speaking with Radek Fisherkowski, who is our branding and marketing committee chairman, who is also pretty much the webmaster. And it's going to be a gradual move from TBO NAFI to the SAFE site. There are numerous ways that we can register a new URL, and it's taking inordinate amount of investigation. You wouldn't believe, I get CC'd with all these emails. You wouldn't believe how many CCs I'm getting from the folks on that committee. But for now, go to the tbonafi.info website. I have to apologize that it's working very slowly right now because our traffic is over 1,000 hits a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it will slowly transfer over, and all of a sudden it will be, it might be safe.aero. There have been suggestions about safe.edu. There have been many suggestions, and they're working through each one of those, and we hope to have that transition done within 2 or 3 weeks. By the time we're incorporated, we hope to have that new site up.
Now, we want our listeners to stop writing these down because we don't know what they'll be yet.
Right. great.
But all right. Well,
the one to write down for now is tbonafi.info.
Okay, and that's no hyphens, no nothing. tbonafi.info. And the I know the old website, if people still have that around, we'll get you there, too, on a forward. Well, Doug, you've bitten off a lot. I hope you're ready to chew. All right. I guess one final question would be, in the event that EAA does not back SAFE, do you feel that there will be the resources available to do a quality magazine and to have event presences and all the things that they brought to the table?
I absolutely do. I'm not at liberty to disclose right now some of the discussions that I have had and that we are having, but there is every indication that we can have some very major sponsorship.
Well, Doug, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. I know that's about to become a very precious commodity. Good luck going forward and stay in touch.
We thank you very much, Paul.
Doug Stewart is the spokesperson for the Interim Working Group of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. And you can find out more, as we said, at www.tbonafi.info. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.